Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on.
GAA. Let's go to Damien Lawler, who's on the line. Damien, how are you?
I'm good, Hugh. I'm watching the match. Dundalk missing lots of chances, I have to say.
I know. They should be ahead, as Alan was saying. But look, there's time left and hopefully the old fitness comes to the fore. Colin McShane and Tyrone, tell me about why he has been so impressive and is already being talked about as a potential all-star this season, Damien.
Yeah, he has to be very close with you. Back in 2003, Cormac McAnellan was the best young midfielder in the country. God rest him. And Mickey Hart made the decision to put him in at number three to fill a gap there. And Cormac did that with unbelievable class and inspired his side to an All-Ireland. I think everybody's been going on in the current generation about Tyrone lacking a marquee forward. And this year, Mickey Hart made the decision to put Colin McShane in at full forward, number 14. Now, McShane would have spent most of his underage career at midfield and wing forward. And last year, around the fringes of wing forward, he probably wasn't as influential as he should be, because he's a huge, rangy, physical forward, loves to time his runs right, and is always capable of 2 or 3 points a game. But last year in big games, it wasn't happening for him. This year, with the advanced mark rule, Mickey Hart threw him in on the edge of the square, Matty Donnelly. He absolutely cleaned up. I think he'd won 11 got in his first four games. The advanced mark rule went after the National League. Tyrone reverted the type to the running game after they were beaten by Donegal. But yet McShane has still produced the goods. 2.37 so far in the championship. Nobody can stop him. He's now getting on the end of chances rather than making long runs in. And he's an absolute powerhouse. And he's unbelievably becoming the marquee forward that Tyrone have wanted for so long, even though he didn't have the silky inside forward line skills we thought were necessary, Hugh.
I was saying last night that I think Cork are going to put it up to Tyrone this weekend. I think they've a good chance of even getting the win. But I read Owen Mulligan's piece now. Of course, Owen would have a bit of skin in the game as far as Tyrone are concerned. And he says no chance. He thinks Tyrone get out of Roscommon for the first time this season without conceding a goal, and they're going to take care of Cork. What's your view?
My view is that Cork had it good and open last weekend. They put up a great display against Dublin, but Tyrone will simply grind them down. Tyrone are chess masters now at this stage. They play the game so patient. They are now sitting. Don't forget how swashbuckling they were during the National League. They were running the ball, floating lovely diagonal balls into the full forward line. Matty Donnelly and McShane were cleaning up. After that defeat to Donegal, they've gone back to type. Colm Cavanagh's in midfield sweeper role. They're holding onto the ball an awful lot more. Cork are going to find it extremely hard to break Tyrone down. Tyrone's conditioning is probably second only to Dublin, and I would feel, Hugh, that Cork have a huge battle on their hands. They've even rested Paul Kerrigan for this game. I'd say they know what's coming. They want probably strike runners on the field and bring on the likes of Kerrigan. So I think Tyrone, I agree with Mulligan, I think Tyrone would possibly have too much for them. But Cork are improving, there's no doubt about that.
Okay, well, as well as Colin McShane, Niall Morgan's been singled out for praise for the work that he's done. I mean, we go back to Stephen Cluxton and the revolution that he has led in terms of the importance of goalkeepers. Rory Bacon, obviously, his name has been mentioned over the last couple of seasons. And Sean Patton, and I was a huge fan of Paul Durkin, I have to say. I used to hear great stories from mates of mine up in Donegal, Damien, about Durkin arriving to training with two packets of Jaffa cakes and then going out and running after the pitch. But listen, he's lost his place to Sean Patton, and justifiably so, because Patton has been brilliant.
Yeah, he's the understudy now, and probably still has the Jaffa cakes.
I'd say even more so now that he's on the bench.
an unmerciful shot stopper and one of the greatest kick out exponent delivery merchants I've seen in years. But Patton is as good as him, and I saw Sean Patton saved about 3 goals against Meath last Sunday. But his kick outs, oh my God, I think he had a success rate of 95% kick outs in the Ulster Championship, which is absolutely phenomenal. Former Sligo Rovers man, Hugh, and they've brought him in on that basis alone for his distribution and footwork. They now say that shot stopping is the third most important characteristic of a Gaelic football goalkeeper, that your restarts and distribution and your prowess under the high ball are more important. Now, that's what the experts say. But Patton and Niall Morgan. Morgan was up to about 75-80% during the Ulster Championship as well, even though they had one game. So I think he's back up to about 90% in terms of finding his men. Chip kickouts. He drilled the ball last weekend, Niall Morgan did. It defied logic. It literally grazed the grass the whole way down and found a man 3/4 way down the field. These two guys, I mean, obviously Stephen Cluxton started all this with kickouts into Shane Ryan into space in the mid-noughties, and he's revolutionised the game. But these two guys are finding a new level, I think. They're an absolute joy to watch, and actually make the point to you, the goalkeepers are the new celebrities of Gaelic football. I read a piece by Peter Sweeney, and he mentioned the same thing on the RT website, and I'd have to agree that they're becoming more and more talked about. Thankfully, they're more prominent now than the blanket defence, for example, and yeah, it's a bit more attractive to watch too.
And we welcome that absolutely to the hilt. Okay, yeah. Obviously not great news as far as Derry are concerned. They're looking for a new manager, and McErlane, yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, and I suppose to use the phrase, but I suppose personal circumstances, according to him, have dictated that he has to step down.
Yeah, the reason brought up is a story. Malachy O'Rourke's going to be linked with his job straight away. Malachy O'Rourke's going to be linked with Kildare as well, but don't forget, Malachy is a great connection with the Loop, a prominent club team in Derry, and I think they're going to go looking for him. What I will say is that potentially by the time whatever the job situation comes up, Derry could potentially still be a tier two county. We have to bear that in mind. If a second tier championship is introduced, it depends on when that happens and where Derry's league status is. But McErlane got them off of the bottom tier. He'd done a good job with the minors as well, brought them to an All-Ireland final. I think by reading his statement, he'd been there 5 years. This is a huge setback from where I'm looking at it. Derry football needed stability. And unless they can get a likes of a Malachy O'Rourke or an inspired appointment. But will Malachy be taking on a tier two county if that is the case? It's a big question to be asked. And one thing's for sure, Malachy O'Rourke is the Super 8 manager. And it's interesting times for Derry football. They could have done without this this little kind of disruption. Stability is what they want, is to try and get up the ladder again here.
Yeah, absolutely. Damien, pleasure as always. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks a million.
Okay, guys, take it easy.
Super bye, stuff. Bye. Damien Lawler there. Okay, still in it all there. No goals for Dundalk. And actually, it's Riga's gone close, Alan Cawley.
Yeah, Riga have gone close from a corner, Hugh, but it's still nip and tuck between the two of them. 18 minutes to go. Hopefully, they can get the breakthrough, but I didn't want to say there on when Tony was talking about a long night and extra time penalties. I hope that's not the case, but they've 18 minutes to get the breakthrough.
Okay, all right, hopefully they do it. Once again, happy birthday to our producer, Andrew.
Yay.
O'Connor. Go off and enjoy it. And Andy DePere is a BCO. We are back tomorrow. We've got to take a break and then the news.